45 minutes on KVOO. It's Eggs at 8, Alias Entertainment.
My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
It's the Fun for All Scramble, featuring Eggs at 8, Frank Sims, and Walt Seed, with Edie Washburn, the Tune Toasters, Lorraine Byman at the harp, Morris Billings at the piano and the organ, the Sons of the Rain, the Entertaining Ape, and our musical menu maestro, Joe O'Neill.
Plenty of sunshine in your way. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Each weekday morning, Monday through Friday, KVOO invites you to join the Eggs at 8 gang for 45 minutes of madness, mirth, and music.
Tagnet. The authentic record of actual happening from the files of the Pushmataha Police Department. Sagnet, brought to you by Fat Emas, the longer cigarette. If you open a pack of Fat Emas and find one that's not at least 4 feet long, do you know what the makers of Fat Emas will do? I don't either.
Sergeant Thursday. My partner is Cesar Romero. We're working on robbery detail. For the past 3 weeks, there's been a notorious wave of bobby pin robberies. It's a hot day in Pushmataha. Romero and I are walking down the street in our shorts. We've been asked to investigate a recent holdup at the Van Burp Mansion. Just as we drive in front of the house.
Okay, here's the place. Here it is, Thursday.
Okay, stop the car. Why don't you learn to drive, Romero?
I wasn't driving, Thursday. You were.
It's a pretty lousy excuse. Well, let's go in.
Yeah, got the burglar tools.
We don't have to break in this place.
I know, but we got to get out of the car.
Follow me. We'll go out through the muffler.
Kind of dark in here.
Never mind, Romero. Just keep moving.
Okay. I'll knock at the door. All right, wise guy. Where are the suspects?
Follow me, sir. Right this way.
Look at them, Thursday.
I'll tell. I know who the murderer was.
Shh, quiet, sister, quiet. My job's tough enough. If there was a murder, take it up with someone else.
Yeah, we're investigating a robbery. Who do you think stole them bobby pins? Who's been acting strange around here?
Well, there's a lot of strange people around here. Strange acting? He is, too, and so is he.
Please, that last one's my partner, Romero. Say, you were the two foreheads. Who are those people sitting in the corner on the floor, cracking walnuts between their toes?
Oh, that's Richard.
Richard who?
We don't know. One day we left the front door open, and the next time we looked in the corner, there they were, cracking walnuts.
Doesn't that ever bother you?
Only when I walk around barefooted.
Yeah? Well, look, mister, I think I know who's been swiping all these bobby pins. It's the D'Antley brothers, Joe and Ray. Now, where are they?
Oh, the D'Antley brothers? Well, I got bad news. Last I saw them, the police were shooting at them. Got one of the D'Antley boys, too.
Killed one, eh? Was it Joe or Ray?
Well, when the smoke cleared, I saw Joe D'Antley dead, but I saw...
Radiantly alive.
Incredible.
No.
In hardest water, more radiant than cream shampoos. More radiant than any soap shampoo ever made.
And ladies, just listen to this. In Prell's daring shampoo comparison tests, a woman has one side of her head washed with Prell in hard water, the other side washed the same way with another type shampoo. Then women from studio audiences are asked to pick the side that looks more radiantly alive. And without knowing which side was washed with Prell, more than 96 out of every 100 women picked the Prell side for extra radiance.
Just a moment ago, Joe O'Neill told me what the next tune was. At first, I thought he was just clearing his throat. He said it's Rachmaninoff's Prelude.
Thank you. deodorant that stops that Veto. Says no, no.
No, no.
Veto says no to underarm.
And now here's our lovely lady of the harp, Lorraine Byman. She plays Too Young. Entertaining A playing...
The door.
The door. No, Frank, that was... Frank, listen. Isn't that someone knocking at the door?
Knocking? I didn't hear anything.
Well, I'm just sure I heard... There it is again. Come in.
Oh, just our mail boy, Bert.
Can't he get arrested for flying so low?
Now, look, Wally just... Well, say, here's a letter for us.
Who do we know who can write? Open it up, Frank.
Okay. Now, it says, gosh, strange writing. I can't make it out, Walt.
Well, let's see. Well, no wonder it's written in English. I'll read it. Oh, it's from Morganthau and Francois. It says, Dear Sirs, it is with extreme pleasure that we, henceforth known as the party of the first part, wishes to inquest your attendance at the commencing vehicle of the present and current, which is now beginning, play at the world-famous Amateur Shakespearean Theater. The Ye Olde Bulb actors present for your enjoyment a play retitled Romero and Julius, written by Bill himself. RSVP. P.S. Please let us know if you can come. Signed, Morganthau and Francois, theater actors, directors, writers, producers, and money takers.
Well, I understand that we're invited to a play given by Morganthau and Francois.
Well, I think so. I believe it's Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Gosh, I had no idea those boys were so dramatically minded, Frank. Now, we got to be sure to see this play. I wonder how the rehearsals are coming along. The boys are probably working the actors to death, making them practice their lines over and over, rehearsing.
That's right, Morganthau. You really right. You hear that, Cal? Morganthau say a royal flush be the street any time. Who deal is it? Well, I guess so. Might as well get on with the rehearsal. Taking places, everybody. Now, this here is the scene in Romeo and Julius where lover boy is standing in the garden underneath the balcony and make love long dozen style. He sing a little to her, then he throw a few kisses up at her. First thing we knows is that her papa, who don't like Romeo nohow, on account of cause the families is feuding, he done hear all the lovemaking and he gonna put a stop to it. All right, please, sirs. Ready? Go.
Romero, where is you, boy?
Oh!
There you is, hiding under the pussy willow tree. Oh, I see you done wrong along your guitar. Play me a love song. Man, Romero, you know you good. Now climb up here in that rose turret and I'll reward you with a kiss. That's it. Climb right on up. Boy, you're singing really send me.
That singing really send me too, Julius, my daughter, but it don't send me far enough. I still hear it. By the by, who is your boyfriend tonight?
Oh, Father, that there's Romero.
Romero? What is his first name? Caesar?
No, Pappy.
Then must be that no-account Montague boy. Ain't I done told you I don't want you fraternizing with him? Now I find him climbing up my trellis.
But, Pappy.
Don't Pappy me. Where's that bucket of water? Oh, here it is.
Look out, Romero.
He still come up. Where them rocks I keep for just such occasions? Oh, here he is. Get away.
Well,
that ain't gonna stop him. Where's my axe?
Axe? Pappy, you ain't gonna hit him with it, is you?
No, I done gonna cut the trellis off the building.
Look out, Romero. Look out.
That's all. That ain't in the script. I ain't gonna stand for it. Where the phone? I gonna Cowbill.
You go Cowbill, Shakespeare?
No, I gonna...
Cowbill, Illinois. Chief Ramsey is one of over 1 million people who have changed to new Conoco Super Motor Oil in the past year. Tell us about it, Chief Ramsey.
My police car has to cover plenty of territory here in DeKalb. That means patrolling the streets and catching speeders, traffic control, and lots of stop-and-go driving. In fact, my car has to be in tip-top engine shape every minute. So when I heard about 50,000 miles nowhere, we changed over to new Conoco Super.
It's time for us to call on the Sons of the Range, featuring their trio, with a tune called...
Let me in!
Let me in. I hear laughter. Let me in. Open up the door. Let me in. I hear music. I don't want to weep no more.
Please open the door to a stranger who's weary of trouble and strife. I'll ring you a song on my banjo and tell you the tears of my life. Now I've many dear friends in St. Louis. I've many dear friends in St. Paul. As soon as the sheriff forgives me, I hope to be back with them all.
Let me in. I hear laughter. Let me in, in, in. Open up the door. Let me in. I hear music. I don't want to weep no more.
Well, I wooed a young maid through the valleys, up mountains and round every tree. But I never tasted her kisses, 'cause she could run faster than me. I courted a widow with money, and all of it locked in a keg. But she had a hound dog named Sonny. Just look at these teeth on my leg.
Let me in. I hear laughter. Let me in. Open up the door. Let me in. I hear music. I don't want to weep no more.
Oh, mother, how you tried to warn me. Oh, mother, you said not to roam. How true are the words that you told me. Oh, mother, I'm longing for home.
Let me in. I hear laughter. Let me in. Open up the door. Let me in. I hear music. I don't want to weep no more.
For a shine that is fine, you shinola.
Shinola.
Good news for your shoes and that sole.
Shinola.
Oh, here are the backs. It's got four kinds of wax.
It's good for the leather in all kinds of weather.
For a shine that'll last and goes on so fast.
Ask the man for a can of shinola.
Shinola.
Meteorological.
And here is the original public. Our weatherman, Tommy Young.
Please, I don't know what to say. I've never felt so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, I saw the other day where a hermit died recently when he wandered out of the woods and saw an automobile for the first time. Trouble is, he didn't see it soon enough.
You wouldn't be
joking with me, would you?
Oh, no, lady, and I wouldn't be joking with the folks over in Arkansas today either, because it's going to be partly cloudy with a few scattered thunder boomers, mostly in the north. Saturday, you'll just have to take what you can get. Up in Kansas, it's going to be partly cloudy today and tomorrow with a few afternoon and nighttime nutritious showers. In the east, in the extreme south portion. Up in Missouri, well, I don't know whether they get a Missouri forecast or not, because everybody from Missouri is down here at the horse show, particularly our friends from Kansas City. And Oklahoma, oh, well, you fellas that ain't fortunate enough, Missouri partly cloudy today and tomorrow, so you gain nothing by staying home. Oklahoma partly cloudy and continued warm today and tomorrow, afternoon and nighttime thunder boomers, mostly in the west and north portion, and it might not even get above 96 today. And for Tulsa and vicinity, generally fair and continued hot Friday. Partly cloudy and a little cooler Saturday. Might even showers. I don't believe it's going to get over 95 here.
Say, Walt, don't you think today would be rather a good day to call up? Oh, excuse me, I'll get that, Walt. Hello, exit.
Who is it, Frank?
Dolores, the switchboard operator. How's that, Dolores? A long-distance call from Benito Grower in Italy for exit 8? I'm afraid there's been some mistake, Dolores. We don't know anything about Benito Grower.
Did I hear someone say Benito Grower calling from Italy?
Yes. Isn't it silly? Why would someone
give me that phone?
Well, you don't have to.
Hello. Put him on. After all, Frank, there are a few people. Hello, Benito? Walt. Sure. Dan, Danny, Benny, Tusavela, Huchamagula. Yeah. Well, Pasamanuna, Bula Bula, Hipparay. Well, that's right, Benito. Vasimadu. I said Vasimadu. Don't you understand English or Italian? Sure. Vieni, Madonna, Dusanosa, Pasamacuna, Fetch a Coca-Cola. All right, Benito. Arrivederci. Well,
hey, time just out. A minute, Walt.
Walt. Here from Edie Washburn and her next tune entitled...
Shut up!
Shut up. Must be a new tune. I don't think I've ever
wait
heard...
Wait a minute. What was all that business over the phone? Who's this guy, Benito Grower?
Frank, you don't mean to stand there and tell me you've never heard of Benito Grower, the famous Italian radio announcer?
No.
First thing you know, you'll try to tell me you've never heard of that other great Italian announcer, Donsona Wilsona.
No, I never have. Furthermore, what was all that pig Latin you were spouting?
That was Italian. And if you must know, Benito called me to ask my advice about whether to accept a new sponsor who wants on their network. You know, that Italian soft drink Coca-Cola wants to put on a program featuring Martine Downa. Well, I told him I thought it would be all right.
Do I understand that he asked your advice? He's crazy. Why?
Well, Frank, the last time I was in Italy, I paid a visit to the Italian radio station and became very good friends with Benito. He liked American radio programs.
Oh, I know he's crazy.
And wanted to copy them as much as he could. So he had me sit in the studio while they broadcast their program so I could make notes about what they were doing wrong. Gosh, Frank, I can almost hear it now. They were just finishing up a news program.
And in Milan, this last news item. Pasquale DiMaggio was arrested today for taking an axe into a Chinese restaurant owned by Chong Chop. Chop was so mad when he's getting Pasquale into court, they think Chop sui. And that's the latest news. H.V. Carlton Bonner reporting. Remember, three chimes mean good times on SBC, the spaghetti broadcasting company.
One meatball.
You're in a tournament with XVWB, the worst habit of one bottle. Say, ladies, when you do your wash, does you use super suds? Well, take my advice and use suds. Super make a big mess. Now we rejoin the network.
Now, the greatest quiz show in Italy. Smash the bank.
I'm a smash the bank for 16 lira.
I'm a smash the bank for 25 lira.
I'm a smash the bank and don't get nothing.
Shoo! He's smash the bank.
Ladies
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to our quiz contestants, I'm want to introduce to you our guest for today. It's none other than the Andrews sisters, Maxine, Laverne, and Pastrami, who is a singer for us now. Thank you, Andrew's sister.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I'm think you girls can really sing.
That's nice.
As they say in America, there's no flies on you.
Oh, yes, sir. There is a fly on me.
You mean there's a fly on you?
Oh, shoot, there's a fly
on me. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
It's time now to hear from Edie Washburn, our little songbird. Edie, what's it going to be this morning?
Well, the fellows are going to sing with me
on
this
song.
It's an
what's
oldie.
What's it retitled?
Maggie Blues.
Oh.
What is it?
You simply take a favorite, then you flavor it with just a note or two of blue harmony. Tell the orchestra to play the cattle, and then you jazz a little obligato. Now that Maggie tune is the raggy tune, pay no attention to the music that they play, but just rock your blues away on the spot. Start to sway, getting hot now. Hear that broken cry, it's just broken cry. All around I see harmony, charming. Every love and note in a loving boost, just full of music that you can't refuse. Now you know the way, tell the band to play. And when you listen, just listen it and say, I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blues.
Pay no attention to the music that they play, but just rock your blues away.
On the spot, start to sway, getting hot now. Hear that broken time, it's just broken time. All around I see harmony, charmony. Every love
pretty
in a loving voice, just full of music that you can't refuse. Now you know the way. Tell the band to play, and when you listen, just christen it and say, I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blues.
Now, Exit 8 presents another thrilling chapter, the amazing life of that credulous, cantankerous, cautious catcher of criminals, Curlock Combs, and his foremost faithful fat-headed friend, Fleetfoot Flotsam. Today's adventure is entitled The Breathless Canine, or The Dog Who Lost His Pants. As we look in on the great sleuth, we find Combs fashionably attired in his lounging clothes of khaki knickers, blue denim leggings, and plywood opera pumps. He and Dr. Flotsam in the middle of an exciting, important scientific experiment. Combs has his eye on the floor.
Dr. Flotsam, be a good fellow and reach down and hand me my eye. Has anything fallen out again?
Oh, but of course. There you are.
Thank you.
Combs, help! There on the floor. That strange, hairy-looking little animal.
Don't worry, Flotsam. It can't hurt you. It fell off your head when you bent over. It's your toupee.
What a really... Well, I'll just stick it back on my head.
One moment, please. Hold it. There's something written on your scalp.
Really?
Hold still, Flotsam, while I read it. Says Combs, don't stick your nose in the murder case involving the hounds of the Basketville. This is mine. Signed, Bulldog Drummond. Yes, if you value your life, heed my warning. So, this rank amateur thinks he can scare me. Answer the door, Flotsam.
There's no one at the door. That's your knees.
Oh. But I'm going to enter the case anyway. Come, Flotsam, let's go.
But, Carms, what about our experiment?
Oh, yes, yes, we'll hurry through it.
There you are.
There, they're full. Now for the experiment. Me first.
Chug-a-lug,
chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. There. Now you, Flotsam. Chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug.
Oh, now, Holmes, do you feel any effect?
None, do you?
None whatsoever.
Aha! The experiment was a success. Flotsam can't chug-a-lug. Poor old chap. Come on, Flotsam, over my shoulder you go. We've a murder to solve. Come, wake up, Flotsam. Snap out of it, do you hear me? Snap out of it.
Oh, where am I?
We're in the garden of the old Tripping Trap mansion.
What's happened to me? I can't see. Everything is black.
Of course, it's night. But shh, you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. Quiet out here, isn't it? Tell me, Flotsam.
I know you're upset, but must you bark at me?
It wasn't I, Flotsam. That came from the other side of the hedge. There they go again. Something or someone is agitating them.
Well, Karen, let's crawl over by the hedge and listen.
Right. Come, Flotsam, but be quiet.
Kate, it is quiet, isn't it? One moment, Kerms. What if one of those monsters should mistake us for Red Hot?
Never fear, Flotsam. Luckily, I happen to have an antidote with me. If you look in my powder horn, you'll notice 3 gallons of distilled water.
Water, Kerms? But I don't...
Don't you see, my good fellow? With this syringe I have in my hand, we'll inject the distilled water in our veins. Now, hurry, open the powder horn and hand me the water.
Very well, Kerms. Kerms! It's empty! What's to be done? We're ruined!
Please, Dr. Flotsam, stop chewing my rabbit foot watch fob. You'll give yourself a hair lip. Don't worry, I'll make some water.
Make some water?
Certainly. Watch.
Kerms, what are you doing? You're doing a tap dance. And look at all that water. Where is it coming from?
Silly, from my dance. Have you never heard of getting...
water from the tap? T-S-T should be instant. Tenderly steep.
Oh, and here's Moses.
Oh, Mo, is this the,
duo?
Trio?
Mo
trio,
and,
there are 5 guys playing.
Mo and George Morris. Yeah, here it is. How High the Moon. And Frankie.